You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. Well, I haven't heard that for a while, have I? Yes, a very good morning, boys and girls. Welcome to The Breakfast Show. It is Wednesday. What do we say? We say WTW, halfway through the week already. It's absolutely amazing. And I tell you what, let me just tell you this. I've been away, what, 3.5 weeks? It was absolutely brilliant. Did so many things, saw so many things. It was absolutely great. Well, I tell you what, just as good as it was to get away and have a break, well, it's been just as good to come back, sit here, and talk to you.
Good morning, world. Hello.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Guess who just got back today? That had been away. Haven't changed, had much to say. But man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. Told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. Shaking what she'd got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her.
Definitely, we're back, you know. As I said, it was great to be away. I had an absolutely fantastic time, but sitting back here chatting with you, you can't beat it, really, can you? The boys are back in town. Started us off this morning. Yes, Thin Lizzy, taking us back to 1976. And yes, indeed, we are back in town. Keeping you entertained from now going through till 10 o'clock this morning. Time right now, 6:04. Keeping an eye on the time, 8.5 minutes after the hour. 6 o'clock, my sound a little bit muffled this morning. Got a little bit of a sort of, a little bit of a refriado. And had it a bit while we were away as well. It was so hot, by the way, over there in Europe. When we went on the holiday, they said, pack for any kind of weather. Well, we did. Had a big, nice hot jacket. which I carted around in my case for 2 weeks. So, yeah, it was really hot over there in Europe. And I'll tell you more about that later on. I'm going to sort of tell you a little bit about the trip. It was so nice to see how many of you, lots of you sort of followed us on Facebook, because we posted all the sort of information and pictures of where we'd been. And it was great to see that you were paying attention. This is the Pet Shop Boys on The Breakfast Show. By the way, I noticed as soon as I went away, the country fell to pieces. Well, I'm back. You're all right now. This is the Pet Shop Boys. What are you going to do about the rich?
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Well, we're living here in Allentown, and they're closing all the factories down. Out in Bethlehem, they're filling time, filling our forms, standing in line. Well, our fathers fought the Second World War, spent their weekends on the Jersey shore.
And that, of course, is Misty Billy Joel there in Allentown. The song's a theme, by the way, if you don't know, if you know. And centers around the resilience of a place called Allentown. It's in Pennsylvania. And the region in the 1980s as it coped with the decline of its historically strong manufacturing sector and the emergence of the Rust Belt in the latter part of the 20th century, including the depressed blue-collar livelihood of Allentown residents following Bethlehem Steel's decline and eventual closure. So there we are. That's the theme. That's the song. That's what it's all about. Allentown from Billy Joel. Sitting here wondering now, which button do I press next? It's been a while, you know. It's this one. It is that time of the morning. 16 minutes after 6, we're going to put you in the shower this morning, get you all spruced up and on your way to wherever it is that you're going. And we're going to do adjust the water. There we go. This is Billy Ray Martin. Your loving arms.
Valentine, yeah, Valentine,
smell of it burning, turn the cold tap on, for heaven's sake. Billy Ray Martin there, and You're Loving Us. And that's it, out of the show you get. As I say, on your way to wherever it is you're going this morning. As I said, it was an absolutely brilliant break, but good to be back here on this morning's breakfast show.
It's great to have you back, Jerry. Now the mornings will not be boring.
You never know. Good morning. That was Mary Lou there, sent us that little message this morning. Thank you so much for that, Mary Lou. And I noticed you were checking up on some of our pictures, etc., while we were away. And I hope you enjoyed them as well. A little tour around Europe. Mary Lou, so very good morning to you. And also to Paul over there in London, South London, in the United Kingdom. Good morning to you, Paul. Send me a little link. I'm going to play that a little bit later on for you this morning. I think I know the answer to your question. So we'll take a look at that a little bit later. Right now, though, yes, a little bit of tuition for you this morning. ABC from the Jackson 5.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. How about Carly on channel 866, your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Cause we play
this.
Girl, you are to me all that a woman should be, and I dedicate my life to you always.
A love like yours is rare. It must have been sent from up above.
Atlantic Star and Always. Time on the Breakfast Show, keeping an eye on time, 28 and a half minutes right now. That's after the hour of 6 o'clock. We're going to do this.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imuento Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. Ship more kilos at the best price with DHL. Visit your DHL store and get a quote for shipments between 5 kilograms to 25 kilograms to more than 220 countries and territories. DHL offers packaging solutions and the best transit time. To get the promotion, visit your nearest DHL store and ask for your international specialist for the best price. DHL Express. Excellence. Simply delivered. Conditions apply. Do you know what goes perfectly with that movie you're going to watch from your couch today? A Thai crispy pork caramelized in soy sauce, sugar, sesame oil, and served with spicy sriracha. Or some chicken wings served with sweet and sour sauce. Delicious, right? Well, order now from Aventika Thai Kitchen and Lounge and enjoy the best Thai food from the comfort of your own home. Place your order through their Instagram at AventikaPty or by WhatsApp 69725218. Yes, indeed. Some good advice for you there. Here on this morning's Breakfast Show, half past the hour of 6 o'clock, we're going to take a look at some of the local news headlines for this morning. We'll just take a little rummage through them. We'll be looking at them, of course, in more detail a little bit later on this morning. The plenary session of the National Assembly approved on Tuesday afternoon in the third and final debate Bill 329, which regulates situations of conflict of interest in the public functions, which has been objected to by the executive. Well, it received 56 votes in favour, informed the Secretary General of the Assembly, Quiban Panay, after reading the result of the electronic vote. This is the example of an important advance that we make towards a more transparent government. Government management. Now, this type of legislation, which is eminently preventative, is common in many of the states of Latin America and the world, and demonstrates an important commitment of this government and this assembly in fighting corruption, said Silva, the independent deputy who was the proponent of the bill. Now, despite legal actions, the lack of proponents and the citizen rejection, the mayor of the District of Panama, José Luis Fábrega, included the construction of the new seafood market in his list of projects to be developed in the year 2023. Now, in the session of this Tuesday, the mayor managed to get the Municipal Council of Panama to approve an agreement so that the projects that were to be developed in 2022 continue their execution in 2023 as part of the investment budget with funds from the decentralization. Only two mayors who rejected the agreement were Guillermo Bermudez and Ricardo Dominguez from Don Bosco and Bella Vista, respectively. The new seafood market, by the way, supposedly to be built right next to the current one, has not only received no offers from interested companies, now it does not have the land to construct it on either, as that was rejected by the Third Administrative Litigation Chamber of the Supreme Court of Justice, who issued a provisional suspension. The Minister of Education, Maruja Gorde de Villalobos, highlighted on Tuesday that more than 80% of the school population returns to the classrooms after the teachers ended their indefinite strike. However, Gorde de Villalobos recalled that in areas of difficult access, the return to classes will be progressive due to the displacement of the educators. Now, they have extended the school year. It was supposed to end on the 16th of December, but due to all the disruption, it's now been extended to the 30th of December to try and make it up. The bill that establishes more dissuasive controls on companies listed in the Public Registry of Panama was presented by Minister Hector Alexander in the National Assembly. What is new in this? Well, now it is that if there is a reluctance to comply with the obligations of the legal entity, this is the company, during the 3 months after the expiration of the term to comply with them, the competent authority will order the Public Registry of Panama to dissolve the company. And once the company is dissolved, it must proceed with its liquidation in accordance with the provisions established for such purpose and the laws of Panama. And the latest report of the extended program on immunization of the Ministry of Health reflects that Panama exceeded 1 million doses against influenza in 3 months. Vaccination against influenza began on the 25th of April after the Minister received a 1.5 million doses batch, according to the health authorities. 1,006,585 doses have been administered to date. And to date, the Panama health authorities have only registered one case of monkeypox, and this person has already overcome the disease. Israel Cedeño, director of the Metropolitan Health Region, confirmed that this person overcame the disease 2 weeks after it was reported as the first case of monkeypox in the country. And Panama made history, yippee, and qualified for the FIBA Under-17 Women's Centro Basket for the first time, which will be played next year, and secured the gold medal at the Central American Under-16 tournament after winning the tournament undefeated. So they're going to go on now next year to the finals. Isn't that absolutely great? I think we better give them one of these. Hooray! Absolutely. There we go. Congratulations. We need all the help we can get. Time on the Breakfast Show. Keep your eye on the time. We are 24 and a half minutes right now before the hour of 7 o'clock.
Hits and more. It's the Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
I got these beliefs that I think you want to break. Got something here to lose that I think you want to take from me.
You say that I'm asleep, but I wanna be awake. Got something here to lose that I know you wanna take. And he said age is just a number, just like any other. We can do whatever you want. Boy becomes a man now, can tell a man to slow down. He'll just do whatever he wants.
I went looking for love when I was 17. Maybe a little too young, but it was really me. And in the heat of the night, saw things I've never seen. Oh, 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 oh. 17. You should know I'm green, but I'll find my way around. Heard the whispers, now let's see what all the talk's about. I'm taking in the sights and measuring the sounds. Heard the whispers, now let's see what all the talk's about. And he said age is just a number, just like any other. We can do whatever you want. Boy becomes a man now, can tell a man to slow down. He'll just do whatever he wants.
I went on looking for love when I was 17. Maybe a little too young, but it was really me. And in the heat of the night, saw things I've never seen.
There we go, two in the row. We started off with As It Was. That was Harry Styles, by the way, and followed on there with Troy Sivan and 17. Now, let's say a couple of messages to get through this morning. Good morning. Roberto Mera says, whoa, Jerry D back on in town, and Miss Yasmin. God's blessings to you both. And that was wonderful. Yes, As It Was, as you mentioned there. Good. I like it. And also, let's say a very good morning to Christopher. Christopher drops the line. He says, welcome back to Panama, Jerry D. Jerry DJ, I like that one. And he says that there's been quite a lot of protesting and civil unrest since the breakfast show went off the air. I can understand it. But we're back. Don't worry. It's all going to be all right. I must admit I was reading from afar, Christopher, about what was going on. And as terrible as it was, people seem to have sort of woken up to a lot of, I think it sort of brought out a lot of the things that people have been sort of frustrated about for so long. And it all came to a head. And let's hope something good comes out of it, because I think people are just tired of the haves and the have-nots. And as I've always said, there's no reason in this country for anybody not to be well educated and for anybody not to have things like running water, etc., etc. This country makes a lot of money. And where does it go? So thank you for that, Christopher. It is absolutely brilliant to be back. And Rosita, good morning to you. Yay! Good morning. Just woke up to hear Your beautiful voice. You sure you're on the right station? missed you and so glad that you're back and that you enjoyed your awesome vacation. It was indeed quite an adventure. Blessings to you and yours. Thank you so very much for Rosita. Thanks to all of you for your wonderful messages and for the messages we got while we were away as well. You know what it's all about, don't you? Sister Sledge would say, we are family. Go, yeah, Sister Sledge, and we are family, we are indeed. And I must admit, watching you guys following us while we were on vacation and all your lovely messages since we got back, it's been really nice. So I dedicate this one to you from David Cassidy. Remember him?
Shout it when you walk into the room. I think I love you. though it worries me to say that I never felt this way. Against. I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about. Hey, I think I love you. So what am I so afraid of? I'm afraid that I'm not sure of a love there is no cure for. Well, I think I love you. Isn't that what life is made of? Though it worries me to say I never felt this way.
Believe me, you really don't have to worry. I only want to make you happy. And if you say, hey, go away, I will. But I think better still, I'd better stay around and love you. Do you think I have a case? Let me ask it to your face.
Do you think you love me?
What thing?
Oh, there we go. Indeed, David Cassidy, and going out to each and every one of you this morning. I think I love you. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're just making our way to, well, we are in fact 9.5 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show. Let me go back quickly to our friend Paul over there in London, in United Kingdom. And he asked this morning, he says, could you please play Good Sign, Bad Sign by Monty Norman? Does it remind you, he asked me, of another tune? I think I've got the one you mean. Anyway, starting off with this one, Bad Sign, Good Sign.
I was born with this unlucky sneeze, and what is worse, I came into the world the wrong way round. Pundits all agree that I'm the reason why my father fell into the village pond and drowned. I was born under a bad sign. All of Trinidad said it was a bad sign. Hindus and Chinese, Africans and Portuguese, everybody worry about my sneeze. Achoo! Pundit said I had unlucky teeth with little gaps between. That mean a boy is bound to lie. And they said that I was born beneath the star of lechery and had a very evil eye. Nothing but bloody superstition. A good sign. Tailors and rum shops, all shops whose signs I write, find their business booming overnight. That's right. All the signs are pointing in the right direction for a prosperous and happy life to come. Since I met this lovely girl who got me feeling dizzy like I drank a double pint of rum. Bad sign go, good sign stay, life okay.
Achoo!
I'm in trouble.
Well, goodness gracious me.
For every time a certain man is standing next to me, a flash comes to my face and my pulse begins to race. It goes boom boody boom boody boom boody boom boody boom boody boom boody boom 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 boody boom boody boom boody boom.
Well, goodness gracious me. How often does this happen? When did the trouble start? You see, my stethoscope is bobbing to the throbbing of your heart.
What kind of man is he to create this allergy? It goes boom boody boom boody boom boody boom boody boom boody boom boody boom 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 boody boom boody boom boody boom.
Well, goodness gracious me. From New Delhi to Darjeeling, I have done my share of healing, and I've never yet been beaten or outboxed. I remember that with one jab of my needle in the Punjab, how I cleared up beriberi and the dreaded dysentery. But your complaint has got me really foxed.
Oh, oh, doctor, touch my fingers.
Well, goodness gracious me.
You may be very clever, but however can't you see? My heart beats much too much at a certain tender touch. It goes boom booty 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 boom boom.
I like it.
Boom booty boom booty boom booty boom.
Well, goodness gracious me. Can I see your tongue? Nothing the matter with it. Put it away, please.
Maybe it's my back.
Maybe it is.
Shall I lie down?
Yes.
My
initial diagnosis rules out measles and thrombosis, sleeping sickness, and as far as I can tell, influenza, inflammation, whooping cough, and night starvation. And you'll be so glad to hear that both your eyeballs are so clear that I can positively swear that you are well.
Put two and two together.
Four.
If you have eyes to see,
yes,
the face that makes my pulses race is right in front of me.
Oh, there is nothing I can do, for my heart is jumping too.
Oh,
we go boom boody boom boody boom boody boom boody boom boody boom boody boom 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 boody boom boody boom boody boom.
Goodness gracious,
how audacious.
Goodness gracious,
how flirtatious.
Goodness gracious,
it is me.
It is you.
I'm sorry, it is us.
There we go, two in a row. We started off with Bad Sign, Good Sign, and that was the one requested by Paul over there in the United Kingdom. And that was Monty Norman. Followed on there, that's the one I think, well, it's certainly the one that it reminded me of. That was Peter Sellers, by the way, together with Sophia Loren. And goodness gracious me. So, anyway, let me know. Did I get it right? Let me know, Paul, okay? Time on the breakfast show. I tell you, we're going to squeeze one more in. This will take us up to the top of the hour. Then we'll take a look at some of the international news headlines for this morning.
Lido missed the boat that day. He left the shack, but that was all he missed. He ain't coming back. Into some bar in a gin joint car, he made a stop, just long enough to grab a handle off the top. Next stop, shack.
Like a feline head.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inquento Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. Ship more kilos at the best price with DHL. Visit your DHL store and get a quote for shipments between 5 kilograms to 25 kilograms to more than 220 countries and territories. DHL offers packaging solutions and the best transit time. To get the promotion, visit your nearest DHL store and ask for your international specialist for the best price. DHL Express. Excellence. Simply delivered. Conditions apply.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
That's it. You're listening to us on 89.3 Cool FM. And of course, don't forget you can listen to us on the internet, on our Grada app. And also, if you're here in Panama and you can get us on channel 866, which I think now is with Tigo, if I'm not mistaken. Look at some of the international news for this morning. The United States House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi left Taiwan on Wednesday after pledging solidarity and hailing its democracy, leaving a trail of Chinese anger over her brief visit to the self-ruled island that Beijing claims as its own. China demonstrated its outrage over the highest level U.S. Visit to the island, this is in 25 years, with a burst of military activity in surrounding waters, summoning the U.S. ambassador to Beijing and halting several agricultural imports from Taiwan. And as China embarks on an unprecedented 6 days of military drills surrounding Taiwan, security analysts are warning of mounting risks of escalation, even if Beijing seeks to avoid its protests over Nancy Pelosi's visit from sparking full-blown conflict. China announced drills in 6 locations surrounding Taiwan soon after House Speaker Pelosi, a veteran China critic and the third most senior U.S. politician, landed in Taipei on Tuesday night. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky dismissed the importance of the first grain export shipment from its country since Russia invaded, saying that it was carrying a fraction of the crop Kyiv must sell to help salvage its shattered economy. His downbeat comments via video to students in Australia on Wednesday came as an inspection of the ship was completed in Turkey before it continues to its final destination in Lebanon, under a deal aimed at easing a global food crisis. The Pentagon on Tuesday denied Russian claims that the country had destroyed 6 U.S.-made HIMARS missile systems since the beginning of the conflict in Ukraine. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu, according to Interfax, said on Tuesday that Russia had destroyed the HIMARS after Moscow deployed tens of thousands of troops to Ukraine on the 24th of February. We are aware of these latest claims by Minister Shoigu, and they are again patently false, Tog Bresai, the Pentagon's acting spokesperson, said. And 2 Hellfire missiles fired from a drone killed the leader of Al-Qaeda, causing surprisingly little damage beyond the target, suggesting they may be a version of the missile shrouded in secrecy and used by the United States to avoid non-combatant casualties. Officials said that the missiles killed Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri while he stood on a balcony at his home in downtown Kabul in Afghanistan over the weekend, in the biggest blow to the militants since Osama bin Laden was killed in 2011. Voting by British Conservative Party members to pick the next Prime Minister has been delayed after the GCHQ spy agency warned that cyber hackers could change people's ballots. The Telegraph newspaper reported on Tuesday. There was no specific threat from a hostile state, and the advice was more general and about the voting process and its vulnerabilities, the report added. As a result, the concerns the Conservative Party has been forced to abandon plans to allow members to change their vote for the next leader later in the contest, according to the Telegraph. The Nicaraguan government ordered the closure on Monday of 7 Catholic radio stations linked to a bishop who has been critical of the country's president, Daniel Ortega. Bishop Rolando Alvarez, who serves as the radio's coordinator and leads the remote northern Matagalpa diocese, announced the closures on Monday. All our radio stations have been closed, but they will not cancel the word of God, Alvarez said on Twitter. Mexico's Attorney General's office is investigating former President Enrique Peña Nieto for alleged money laundering, illicit enrichment, and illegal international transfers, two sources familiar with the matter told Reuters on Tuesday. The sources said that Peña Nieto, who was president from 2012 to 2016, is the person identified as Enrique P. in a statement from the Attorney General's office on Tuesday. Argentina, Chile, Uruguay and Paraguay submitted a joint bid on Tuesday to host the 2030 World Cup, an effort that, if successful, would bring the global tournament back to Uruguay, a century after it hosted the first World Cup in 1930. This is the dream of a continent, said Alejandro Dominguez, president of the South American Football Confederation. There will be more World Cups, but the cup only turns 100 one time, and it needs to come home, Dominguez said in an event in Montevideo's Centenario Stadium, where Uruguay defeated Argentina to win the first ever World Cup. That's it, some of the things in the international news for this morning. At the bottom of the hour, we'll take a look at some of the international business news. We'll take a rummage around and see what we can find with regards to that. This is Mr. George Ezra. Green, green grass.
When she moves like lightning and she counts to three, then she turns out all the lights and says she's coming for me. Now put your hands up, this is a heist. And there's no one in here living gonna make it out alive. Load it up when the sun comes down. Getaway car for two young lovers. Me and the girl straight out of town. Over the hills and undercover, undercover, undercover. She said, green, green grass.
She said, green, green grass, blue, blue sky. day.
I tell you what, while we're away, well, it was plenty of great weather. Not a lot of green, green grass, unfortunately. It's all gone yellow, yellow, yellow grass. I can tell you more about our little vacation a little bit later on this morning. Moving on, I was just taking a rummage yesterday, sort of in between getting ready for today, taking a little rummage around America's Got Talent, and came across this act, and I liked it a lot. They call themselves Chapel Heart, and it's sort of, they say, going back to the good old type of country music. And they came out with this one. Remember Dolly Parton's Jolene? Well, this is called You Can Have Him, Jolene. There we go. As I mentioned, they call themselves Chapel Heart, and You Can Have Him, Jolene. By the way, which got the blessing from the yes, the lady herself, Dolly Parton. 15 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, we're going to take a look and see what the weather's doing today. And let me just take a look out of the studio window. It's a very grey morning this morning. Not quite dark enough that the almost. That the sea disappears into the to the sky, but it does look as if we're going to get a fair old bit of rain. Did say that when I was watching the BBC weather yesterday. But let's see what we got, and we're going to start over there in the province of Colón, Costa Riva, as we did before I left. Not much changed. Isolated rains with thunderstorms is what they're going to get this morning. 28 degrees Celsius is the Maximum temperature for today with 23 degrees being the minimum. The thermal sensation, though, when you add those together with the relative humidity, it's going to feel around about 34 degrees Celsius. That's the thermal sensation. And that is, say, over there, Costa Rica. Isolated rains and thunderstorms. Moving over to this side of the isthmus, to West Panama. Looking at the same thing, isolated rains with thunderstorms, 29 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature with 23 degrees being the minimum. 35 degrees, the thermal sensation with 84% relative humidity. So very, very much the same. Moving up to here in the metropolitan area, 29 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, 23 the minimum, 35 the thermal sensation, and 84% relative humidity. But we do have a slight thing. It just says for us a chance of a few showers during the course of this morning. In the afternoon, a bit of rain with thunderstorms, by the way, and tonight it's going to go back to being cloudy. And I didn't give you that for West Panama. Let me do it for West Panama for this morning. Say isolated rains, thunderstorms. This morning, this afternoon, rain with thunderstorms. And tonight, cloudy. Moving out into the Gulf of Panama, out there in the Perlis Islands, if you're out in that direction. We're looking at 28 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature today. 24 degrees being the minimum. 35 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation. Relative humidity is way up there at 95%. Rain with thunderstorms during the course of this morning and this afternoon, and stormy rains tonight. That's what they say. So there we go. That's it now. Let's move over to maritime. Maritime issues. Let's see what we've got. We can start off with the tides for this Wednesday. The Pacific low tide was at 12:30 this morning, and that was 0.4 of a metre. High tide, that'll be at, or was rather, at 6:44 this morning. That was up there at 4.63 metres. Low tide, that'll be just before 1 o'clock this afternoon, 12.55 this afternoon. And that'll be 0.64 of a metre. High tide, we're looking, the last one, 6:56, just before 7 o'clock tonight, 4.48 metres. On the Caribbean, what do we got for you? High tide, that was at 3:09 this morning, 0.21 of a metre. Low tide, that will be at 10:34, minus 0.03 of a metre. High tide again, 5:41 in the afternoon, 0.18 of a metre. And low tide, 11:14 p.m, and that was 0.09 of a metre. So not much movement over there on the Colon side. Now let's take a look at the actual conditions, sea conditions for today. Let's start off over there on the Caribbean side. 5 foot waves. They do give you a small craft advisory for this morning. 5 foot waves, 15 to 20 kilometre an hour winds coming from the southwest. In the afternoon, the advisory is still in place. 5 foot waves, 15 to 20 kilometres an hour winds coming from the west northwest. Now let's take a look at this morning on the Pacific side. 3 foot waves, good conditions by the way, no advisory for you. Winds relatively light at 5 to 10 kilometres an hour coming from the south. In the afternoon, good conditions are prevailing. 3 foot waves, 15 to 20 kilometre an hour winds coming from the south-southeast. So there we go, that's your weather. And what I can tell you is it was a lot hotter when we were over in Europe than it was here. Really can. It was very, very hot. But we only had a tiny little bit of rain in the whole 2 weeks. And, of course, as I mentioned, the river levels were well down, which prevented our ship actually moving from the Rhine into the Danube. So I guess over there, as Ace of Base would describe it, cruel, cruel summer.
Voices to say
two in a row. And that's Adam Lambert and What You Want From Me. Before that, Ace and Bass and Cruel Summer. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we are 27 minutes. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock this morning on the Breakfast Show. And I tell you what, I'm going to slip in one more piece of music. Take us down to the bottom of the hour. Then we're going to take a look at... We're going to take a look at some of the international business headlines. Go bring us down to the bottom of the hour. Sydney Youngblood and If Only I Could. And I am. Right, let's take a look at some of the international business headlines for this morning. What I couldn't get, strange enough, when I was rummaging first thing this morning, was the current market activity for today. But I've got some news for you. Starting off in Japan, Japan's services sector activity almost completely stagnated in July as rising inflation and growing economic uncertainty weighed on sentiment. While firms also said a boost from the lifting of COVID-19 pandemic curbs had faded. The marked slowdown in activity in the sector offered an early warning sign that Japan's economy may struggle to stage a convincing recovery, a worrying trend for a country greatly exposed to fluctuations in global growth. The founding family and the largest shareholder of Italy's Todds said that it would spend up to €338 million That's around about $344 million to buy out other investors in the luxury goods brand and take it private, aiming to spur its revival. The Delta Valley brothers said in a statement that their holding company would pay €40 for each Tod's share. This is a 20.4% premium to the stock's closing price on Tuesday, valuing the company at €1.32 billion. A buoyant second quarter and new three-year targets helped to boost Societe Generale's shares on Wednesday as the French bank weathered a €3.3 billion hit from the sale of its Russian business. Now, France's third biggest listed bank, which is seeking a new chief executive, reported a €1.48 billion loss, while analysts on average had expected a loss of more than €2 billion. BMW lowered its output forecast and warned of highly volatile second half on Wednesday, pinpointing supplies of energy in Europe and chips worldwide as the two crucial factors to the car maker hitting full year earning targets. New incoming orders were beginning to fall, but order books remained filled for the next few months, Chief Executive Oliver Zipse said. Demand for electric models was particularly high, Finance Chief Nicolas Peter added. Well, the premium car maker was on track to meet its goal of doubling all electric car sales by year end and expected total sales growth of 5% to 10% in the second half, boosted by strong Asian markets, he said. Sticking with the cars, Volvo Car Group's July sales were down 21.5% from a year earlier as supply chain problems continued to hamper production, but could rebound in the coming months, the Sweden-based automaker said on Wednesday. A shortage of semiconductors and other components that has squeezed auto industry output and sales in recent quarters, but Volvo said last month that it was seeing a marked improvement in the stabilization of its supply chain. And lastly, coffee. Starbucks Corporation beat Wall Street estimates for quarterly profit on Tuesday as higher prices and strong demand for its coffees in the United States helped offset a hit to business in China from renewed COVID-19 lockdowns. Despite record inflation in the United States that ate into Starbucks' operating margin, the chain has not currently seeing any measurable reduction in customer spending or any evidence of customers trading down, Interim Chief Executive Officer Howard Schultz told investors on a conference call. So there you are, coffee, rounding us off. Doesn't got much better than that, does it? Talking about cars, by the way, over in Europe, one thing which was very, very noticeable was the number of electric cars. And you'd be walking down the street and they trip over these cables. They've got so many charging stations and you just see cars parked at the side of the road. They get out their cable, put it into their car and just leave it there. Big, big noticeable thing. One thing, I did see one of the electric cars which I really like, and it's the little Honda, the Honda E, I believe it's called. I actually saw one physically for the first time, and I think that would be the one I'd buy if I was going to be able to buy an electric car. Don't see me being able to trade my way out my car at the moment. So anyway, let's get back. I've got a couple of greetings and requests to go through. I'm going to start with this one. This was the first one got in right now. It came, missed all the fun. Let me see. Good morning. This is from Renee. Very good morning to you, Renee. Yep, you're back. According to your Facebook post, your trip looked amazing. So many beautiful sights. Welcome home. Could you please play Philip Phillips and Home?
Hold on to me as we go, as we roll down this unfamiliar road. And although this way
is stringing us along. Just know you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place your home. Settle down.
It's Philip Phillips and Home, and a big thank you to Renee and Rick for that one. They also sent me some photographs and said, lucky you missed all the chaos here. The grocery store produce shelves were empty for a week, and she sent me a picture of literally nothing there, a couple of onions by the look of it. I tell you what, I did think, to be perfectly honest, before I went away, something was in the air, because I went to the supermarket, there was no broccoli. Now, as we all know, broccoli is the only vegetable that the restaurants get. And in 30-odd years of being here in Panama, I've never seen us being without broccoli. So something was definitely in the air. But we went to the supermarket yesterday, obviously, to top everything up after having been away. And I see most things are back to normal. That's what happens, you see, if I leave the country for a while. Gets in a bit of a mess. Anyway, thank you so much for that, Renee and Rick, and for your request, and glad to know I was missed. By the way, very, very special, this is a very good friend of ours here on The Breakfast Show, very good morning to Valerie.
Good morning, Mr. Jerry. Hi, good morning, Miss Jasmine, good morning. Happy Wednesday morning to the radio station, Mr. Jerry. This is Valerie. Hi, how you doing? How you guys doing? I hope you guys are well and blessed. I am okay. So longing to hear your voice. Welcome back on the radio station. May God bless and keep you. I wasn't here in Panama. I was in Canada taking care of my granddaughter. So I am back. I am back, and I hope you are well and blessed. May God bless you guys. Miss Jasmine, how are you doing? I hope each and everyone are well. Please play a song by Jimmy Cliff for me. Any Jimmy Cliff that get me lively. Okay, God bless, Mr. Jerry. Glad to hear your voice back, man. Welcome, welcome. God bless. Take care. Bye.
There we go, that's Jimmy Cliff and Wonderful World, Beautiful People. And thank you so much, Valerie. It was lovely to hear from you. As always, one of our listeners been with us for so long. And Renee says, oh, Valerie, she's so sweet. She is. She's one of those beautiful people in what hopefully will continue to be a beautiful world. I tell you what, I've got a piece of music here because I've been talking, you know, telling you a little bit about the trip. And it was supposed to be sort of the Rhine and the Danube, but because of the very low water levels in the rivers in the Danube, and these vessels are incredible. They're not very high; they're just about 3 decks, 4 decks, but they're very, very long and they're very, very reliant. Although they're very, they don't have a very deep draft. They still do rely on the water, and there just wasn't enough water to move the vessel from the Rhine into the Danube. And so they, it didn't really make much difference because I was a director of our cruise, and it was wonderful. And we just did the rest of it by coach. And we went on to Vienna and to Budapest, of course. And I thought, well, this one's really quite apt. This is from Chaka Khan. It's called Never Miss the Water.
Unfair in love. never been, but it's time to move on. Now look at here, you never miss the water till it's gone.
True, that one, isn't it? Never miss the water till it's gone. Yes, the boat can't survive without water, you know. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. You keep an eye on the time. We're just making our way to 9 minutes. That's before the hour of 8 o'clock, top of the hour. We'll take a look at some of the local news. And when I prepared it, do excuse the croaky voice. I think it's the sort of change in humidity, of course. It was very, very dry at the heat over there in Europe, which is not bad at all, is it, really? Mary Lou, good morning to... a couple of good mornings. First, say good morning to Jessica. Jessica, good morning to you. Says, welcome back, Jerry. Glad to hear that you liked your vacation in my Vaterland. We missed you. I missed you guys as well. And, yeah, we loved it over there, really did. And liked is an understatement. Also, get about this, Mary Lou. Mary Lou says good morning to everybody. Asked if we could play for her Devil in Disguise from Elvis Presley. How did you find out?
You look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel, but I got wise. You're the devil in disguise, or yes you are, devil in disguise. You fool me with your kisses, you cheated and you schemed. Heaven knows how you lied to me, you're not the way you seem. You look like an angel,
walk like an angel,
talk like an angel, but I got wise. You're the devil in disguise, oh yes you are, devil in disguise. I thought that I was in heaven, sure surprise. Heaven help me, I didn't see the devil in your eyes. You look like an angel,
walk like an angel,
talk like an angel, but I got wise. You're the devil in disguise, oh yes you are.
yes you are.
Don't worry about me, I was just getting my coffee. For Mary Lou this morning, Devil in Disguise, Elvis Presley. He just loved, I was talking to him, I was doing my coffee, and then Elvis started to go away. Anyway, that's it now. Let me see. One of the other things, you know, in my travels around Europe, and because one of the places I must admit that both myself and the good lady, Christina, said that we must go and visit again is Vienna. It was absolutely stunning. Of course, it's a city of music. I mean, the Strausses, Beethoven, Mozart, they all considered this place basically to be a mecca. And in those days, it must have been absolutely incredible. And we did have a concert there, which I'll tell you about a little bit later on in the program. But talking about classics, let's put in a little bit of classical music, shall we? Yes, don't say we don't play the classics. And that was a guy, Walter Murphy, and a fifth of Beethoven. And yeah, it was actually really, really quite something. The history, the museums, the art in Vienna is absolutely stunning. So there's some, if you haven't been, it's the first time I've been to Vienna. Certainly one to put on the books. And the thing which was really quite interesting, this is what I was talking to Yasmin about when I was doing my coffee. One of the tours that we did, I'll have to look up where it was, we went to so many places in such a short period of time. But we had a choice, you could go to a paper mill where they made paper, or one of them was a foundry, and I think there was another one which a lot of people went off to, because yet it was a wine tasting. I was a bit late. It was all elbows out. I couldn't get on that one. But I went to this foundry. It was absolutely incredible. One of the owners of the company, which is now quite a large company, they've got factories around the world, and one of the owners took us around explaining everything. But the thing that impressed me, they have a hammer which works on a water wheel, on the turning of the wheel with water pressure. This hammer, and I'll post the video if you didn't see it while I was away, on Facebook, on our website today, hopefully, if I remember. But this hammer, which worked, they actually started it up and showed us working, is only 3 years younger than the independence of the United States. And this is still working. Absolutely incredible. And it's also bits of wood. How it works is amazing. But anyway, that was one, believe it or not, something which I wasn't, so, well, yeah, okay, this will be okay. Turned out to be one of the most interesting things that I saw while we were away. Anyway, that's my waffling out of the way, because that's literally brought us to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Do you know what goes perfectly with that movie you're going to watch from your couch today? A Thai crispy pork caramelized in soy sauce, sugar, sesame oil, and served with spicy sriracha. Or some chicken wings served with sweet and sour sauce. Delicious, right? Well, order now from Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge and enjoy the best Thai food from the comfort of your own home. Place your order through their Instagram at AvantikaPTY or by WhatsApp 6972 5218. Ship more kilos at the best price with DHL. Visit your DHL store and get a quote for shipments between 5 kilograms to 25 kilograms to more than 220 countries and territories. DHL offers packaging solutions and the best transit time. To get the promotion, visit your nearest DHL store and ask for your international specialist for the best price. DHL Express. Excellent. Simply delivered. Conditions apply.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Radio waves.
Mr. Roger Waters.
That song called Radio Waves. You're listening to Chaos in Los Angeles, and we've got Billy
on
the line.
Do my job for me. That was Roger Waters and Radio Waves. Love that song. Right, time on the break. So I tell you what, I'm going to squeeze one more in, and because one thing that we've also missed, haven't we, over the last few weeks, is checking in with our intrepid outdoor reporter, with Ingrid, in the for our everyday story of country folk. Well, we're going to do that after a boy from New York.
After 3 long weeks of vacation, we are back on the air with a new show this season. Oh, Jerry, so glad to have you back. What great photos I saw during your Facebook exploration. And yes, I have seen tons and tons of your Instagrams. Totally happy with that. Okay, so here we are. It's Wednesday. You know what that means. It's humpity hump day. Humpity hump, humpity hump. We are in the city right now as we had to come in and take care of the car. And you know what? We're staying in this cute little hotel. Oh, my goodness. I've never stayed in a container hotel before. And here we are in the heart of Panama City in a container hotel. And it is great. He's making me some coffee right now. You know how I like my coffee, Jerry. And I don't have to deal with any putty tats right now. The putty tats are getting taken care of by the Australian back at the house. We are so pleased. So, a little bit of rain here going on, but oh man, I can't wait. I'm going to have me a cafe con leche. Toasted to you, Jerry, and to you, Jazz, and to all those listeners out there who've been hankering to have some of that Jerry show. The breakfast show is back. We got it. We back. We bad. We bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are. All right, so it's a gray sky today. I'm hoping to get back out to El Valle before the rain pours down on our little heads. We're hoping everything else goes well. Got a few more errands to run. The car is still not done, so we'll find out what happens. Poco a poco, you know how Panama is. All right, everybody, You guys keep safe out there. Watch out for that new monkeypox. We don't want any of that in our backyards. All right, I'm so excited to be back to work again. You don't know. Hallelujah. All right, for those of you who want to know, hey, it's Humpty Hump Day, and when I'm telling you, Friday is going to be a great Freaky Friday fun facts just because Jerry's back in town. All right, everybody. Stay safe, and back to you in the studio.
Yes, it is great to be back. There we are. Ingrid there with our everyday story of in the city folk. Obviously can't contain herself this morning. Is there enough room to swing a cat, you ask yourself? Anyway, Ingrid, thanks as always for that. Also, let me say a very good morning to the chef, to Keith. Keith dropped us a little line this morning. It says, welcome back, my love. The world feels normal again with you back on the air. Thank you so much. It's really nice. It also makes you feel fuzzy inside, doesn't it? Well, back to the music. Here's one. It's Billy Paul. Let him in.
The door and let them in. Oh, child, let those beautiful people in. Someone's knocking at the door. Somebody's ringing the bell. Someone's knocking at the door. Someone's playing on the bell. Do me a favor, open the door and let them in. Oh, child, let those beautiful people in. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal and endowed by the Creator with certain inalienable rights. When these rights are destroyed over long periods of time, it is your duty to destroy or abolish that government. Holy will was my gonna sit in my den.
But America is in a unique position. She's the only country in history in a position actually to become involved in a bloodless revolution. The only way we're gonna solve it, we gotta unite.
I have a dream this afternoon that the
Billy Paul and Let 'Em In. One of the great things about a holiday like the one we had, I mean, we're sort of fairly, was the vessel, we had, I guess, about 140-odd passengers on the vessel, so it was very easy to get to know everybody and be able to acknowledge everybody. But you do make special friends, don't you? And we did, indeed, in actual fact, two of the people that became our friends, or three, in actual fact, were with us at the airport when we arrived into Frankfurt at the beginning of the 2 week cruise, and that is Gail and George. Very good morning to you, because we became really quite good buddies, hanging around a lot over those 2 weeks. Really enjoyed their company, and we're already sort of emailing each other backwards and forwards. So lovely to meet them, and I'm sure they're going to be friends that we're going to be able to keep. Also, Andrew and Sheldon, we were with them. Sheldon was also with us at the airport, and Andrew we got to know on the vessel. What characters they are. Andrew knows everything. He was absolutely wonderful. What he didn't know anything about was amazing. Sheldon is the same. Very, very intelligent man, Sheldon. We enjoyed our time with all of those. So I tell you what, this one is for you. Comes from the Blue Jays. In actual fact, John Haywood and John Lodge of the Justin Haywood and John Lodge of the Moody Blues.
You don't need to ask me if I'll be your friend. I am. You don't need to ask me if I'm sure my friend. I am your friend. You must remember me. I'm the one who soared through the world's disguise, took away its cloak and I made it hide from me. Remember me.
Walking on the sun, finding you.
top of one of my favourite albums of all time. The album is just called Blue Jays. And it is Justin Hayward and John Lodge from Moody Blues when they had a little bit of a sort of big year's break. And that goes out this morning to Gail and George, to Andrew and to Sheldon. Anybody else that was on our cruise that happens to be listening in.
Come on, baby.
Counting Crows, and that is called Miami. And the reason I played that, well, because before we joined our river cruise, we did spend almost a week in the States. We took a flight to Miami. That was our first stop, where we stayed for a couple of days to see good friends of ours there in Miami. So good morning to Gina and the family, Roger, etc., etc., and Mario, lovely to see you. Been a long time. Must make it more frequent. So, yeah, that was the first stop on our way, Miami. Back to another message. Welcome back, Jerry. Hello, Yasmin. So good to hear from you. This is from Rowena and Phil up there in Denver, in Colorado. Says it's good to have a break and come back refreshed and with a different perspective. I try. For you, please play The Boys Are Back in Town, Thin Lizzy, unless you already played it in the first hour. Well, I'll tell you what, Rain and Phil, got a little secret for you. That was, believe it or not, Great Minds Think Alike. That was our opening song this morning. But that was 2 hours and 42 minutes ago.
Guess who just got back today? That wild-eyed boy that had been away. Haven't changed, had much to say. But man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. Told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. Shaking what she'd got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her.
So the boys are back in town. That includes me. Rowena and Phil there, you see. 2 hours and 45 minutes ago. Nobody remember that. Anyway, don't need much of an excuse to play that one. Thin Lizzy. And right, I tell you what, now I mentioned, didn't I? Our first stop was in Miami. And from there we took a flight. We went up to one of, if not my favourite, probably my favourite city in the United States, back up to Boston, and spent a few days there.
Boston for the springtime. I'm staying here with some friends and they've got lots of room. And you can sell your paintings on the sidewalk. Buy a cafe where I hope to be working soon. Please come to Boston, she said, no. Would you come home to me? And she said, hey, rambling boy, now won't you settle down? Boston ain't your kind of town. There ain't no gold and there ain't nobody like me. I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee. Please come to Denver with the snowfall. We'll move up into the mountains so far that we can't be found. And throw I love you echoes down the canyons. And then lie awake at night until they come back around. Come to Denver, she said, no. Boy, would you come home to me? And she said, hey, rambling boy, why don't you settle down? Denver ain't your kind of town. There ain't no gold and there ain't nobody like me. 'Cause I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee. Now this drifter's world goes round and round, and I doubt that it's ever gonna stop. But of all the dreams I've lost or found, and all that I ain't got, I still need to lean to somebody I can sing to. Please come to L.A. to live forever. California life alone is just too hard to build. I live in a house that looks out over the ocean. And there's some stars that fell from the sky living up on the hill. Please come to L.A., she just said no. Boy, won't you come home to me? And she said, hey, rambling boy, why don't you settle down? L.A. can't be your kind of town. There ain't no gold and there ain't nobody like me. No, no, I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee. I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee.
Oh, there we go. Yes, Dave Loggins. And please come to Boston. And I did. Let me say a very good morning to Sean, the general manager at the Found Hotel, where we like to stay. It used to be called the Milner, and it's been taken over. It's a very old hotel. It's not the world's most luxurious, but it's absolutely brilliantly located, and the people are so nice as well. So, good morning to Sean there up in Boston at the Found Hotel. And now, while we were there, one place, we found this little cafe on the edge of the common. In fact, we found it a number of years ago when we were up there in the winter, in the Christmas time. And we found this place and liked it. And that's where we would go in the mornings to have our breakfast while we were there in Boston. And they were playing this sort of selection, a very eclectic selection of music in the cafe. And one particular piece of music came on. And one of the beautiful things, of course, if you've got your Shazam or you've got your Soundhound on your phone, you hear a piece of music. And that's, for me, in this job, is really, really useful. So I put it on. And I found out who it was, and I found out what it was and who it was by. And so I thought I would play that swing. It's different now. If you like Fado, and we played Fado when we've had the Portuguese embassy and the ambassador in here, and also they put on Fado concerts. Wrong teeth. This is the particular piece of music. It's called Maura Encanto. Encantada, by the way. Sorry about that. And it is by, her name is Maura. Anna Maura. It's just a beautiful piece of music.
Chega.
Not Like That, Anna Mora there, and that was Mora Encantada. Beautiful song. Let's just pick it up, pick up the old phone, make a note what it is, come home, find it, share it. Now, from there, from Boston, that's where on the Friday night we took our flight out from Boston to Frankfurt, where we started our cruise. In natural fact, just outside of Frankfurt is where the vessel was moored, a place called Mainz. And it was amazing. I mean, we had no problems, so much problems with the water in the in Germany on the Rhine, and we saw some amazing views. But what did impress me more than anything, I know we're sort of on the river, but the amount of woodland, the amount of forestation that we saw, and not only that, the outdoor life of the Germans. I mean, there's everywhere, people are sort of cycling everywhere in Europe. They don't have our humidity, and sort of bike lanes and everything to accommodate the bicycles. But they do love their outdoor life. I mean, when we were on the river, you saw them all down there with their families, picnicking with their tents, their boats, they'd be out water skiing, enjoying the water. As I said, the forestation. So you could sort of really imagine that they would love to go walking in the Black Forest. Go. That is Horse Yankovsky there, and a walk in the Black Forest. So yeah, something our German friends love to do, get out there and get the fresh air and some exercise. Time on the Breakfast Show. Time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. Ship more kilos at the best price with DHL. Visit your DHL store and get a quote for shipments between 5 kilograms to 25 kilograms to more than 220 countries and territories. DHL offers packaging solutions and the best transit time. To get the promotion, visit your nearest DHL store and ask for your international specialist for the best price. DHL Express. Excellent. Simply delivered. Conditions apply.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Do you know what goes perfectly with that movie you're going to watch from your couch today? A Thai crispy pork caramelized in soy sauce, sugar, sesame oil, and served with spicy sriracha. Or some chicken wings served with sweet and sour sauce. Delicious, right? Well, order now from Aventika Thai Kitchen and Lounge and enjoy the best Thai food from the comfort of your own home. Place your order through their Instagram at AventikaPty or by WhatsApp 6972-5218.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
The gentleman's name is Aka Bilk, and Strangers on the Shore. Breakfast show time, 17 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. Still to come, we're going to get over to the other side of the studio and have a chat with Yasmin soon. I know she's got a couple of tracks for us from this day in music as well. So we'll be looking at that a little bit later on. Now, moving on with our travels, we've been sort of through Germany. We did our little walk, didn't we, in the Black Forest. And from there we moved on to Austria, and we went to Vienna, which was incredibly special. And I thought, well, that's easy, isn't it? We'll just play Vienna, you know, the one. Yeah, well, really. V-I-E-N-N-A, because I thought, yeah, we'll just play that. And that was, of course, from Ultravox, Vienna by Ultravox. If I remember rightly, yes, it was. I mean, to think, you know, it's been a long time. Haven't done this for over 3 weeks. So yeah, I thought, well, the easy thing to do would be just to play that, wouldn't it, by Ultravox. But I thought there are so many beautiful churches, and we saw some amazing churches while we were away. And I thought, well, let's play a different version. It is the same song, but it's done by the Gregorians.
Thank you.
sort of share some of that with you. That was an actual live concert that they put on for us in Vienna. Beautiful nine-piece orchestra. You know what was absolutely amazing was there was not one microphone, not one speaker in the whole room. And it was recorded on my cell phone. The whole concert, 1 hour. So that's it. That's the beauty of Vienna. To actually hear that played in Vienna, especially for you, it was really, really, as I mentioned, quite emotional. But this is a completely different slant on the whole topic. This is Malcolm McLaren and the Butzilla Orchestra. It's called House of the Blue Danube. There we go, that is House of the Blue Danube from Malcolm McLaren and the Butzilla Orchestra. And as everyone just wrapping up my tour of Europe, just one more song, then we're going to join Yasmin for a couple of tracks from this day. Also got a request to put in from Christopher, we'll do that in a little bit as well. As for Budapest, another incredible city, I thought I'd just play this one.
Budapest, my hidden treasure chest, golden grand piano, my beauty focus EOU. Ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. My acres of a land I've achieved. It may be hard for you to stop and believe, but for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Ooh, for you. Ooh, you, ooh, I leave it all. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. My many artifacts, the list goes on. If you just say the words, I'll up and run. Oh, to you. I leave it all. Oh, to you. Ooh, ooh, I leave it all. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. Give me one good reason why I should never make change. Baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. My friends and family, they don't understand. They fear they'll lose so much if you take my hand, but for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd lose it all. Ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd lose it all. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. My hidden treasure chest, golden grand piano, my beautiful Castillo, you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all.
There we go, that's Mr. George Ezra and Budapest. And that basically rounds up the vacation. And we're all back here in the studio. Let's take a little wander down the corridor, shall we? Haven't done that for a few weeks. Boom. Let's get softer shoes. Good morning, yes.
Hello, good morning.
And did you miss us?
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, yes.
I miss you both, and I miss the show, too. And
yeah.
Our listeners.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of, apparently quite a few of them missed us.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that nice? Yes. We are family. That's
thank
what
you.
I said.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank
yeah.
you so much.
Love to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, what did you do for 3 weeks then?
Well, we went to different events, movies, and relaxed.
Mm-hmm. 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 So okay.
It was
good.
Fun.
Good.
Do you know Ian started virtual classes?
Virtual class.
The same week when you left.
Oh, right.
He started. And then we wanted to go to Chiriquí, but they closed all the roads.
Oh, right, yeah.
And they just opened it, so we couldn't go.
Yeah, I know. Well, I was still keeping a little bit in touch with that while I was away.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is what happens when we stop doing the breakfast show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, country goes to pot.
Yes, exactly.
You know, and then they found out the other week, oh, he's coming back. Let's make an agreement.
Uh-huh.
Well, no.
Yeah, that was so funny. You left when the disaster started.
I tell you. Yeah. So what did I do? I took it all the way to Germany where we had no water. The river. Trust me. I mentioned it earlier on in the program. I think it might have been before you got in this morning, but I think as bad as what has happened,
mm-hmm.
I think it's been a wake-up call, because I think it was a demonstration that the people, they weren't just complaining about the food and the price of gasoline, which you can totally understand,
mm-hmm.
which isn't really in the power of the... This isn't being caused by the government.
Mm-hmm.
This has been caused by external affairs. But the people are starting to get... It's starting to come out now, the frustrations with the rulers.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
The fact that they're doing everything... You know, people aren't blind. They're not stupid. They can see what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And eventually, you know, a lot of the people got on the street and they said, no, we're going to do this, but you've got to stop corruption, you've got to stop this... And we're starting to see a change. And mm-hmm. let's just hope it continues.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So it's tough, but I think it might have opened a few people's eyes.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So anyway, this is a beautiful country. Mm-hmm. People don't do this kind of thing lightly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm back now, so just all go back to work. But it was a lovely trip. It was great to be away. And what I did find, I think you need, when you have a holiday,
mm-hmm.
you need 3 weeks. Because I'll tell you why. Because even if we're just 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
you have this sort of first week, which is a build-up. And then because then you're on the downward slope, aren't you,
mm-hmm.
to coming back. What I found this time, we had that week in the States, in Miami and in Boston. Then we had the two-week trip away. So, you know, really we had that wonderful week in the States, and then we hadn't even really started the proper vacation.
Mm-hmm.
I had plenty of time to chill out. Well, it wasn't very relaxing because we were so busy while we were away.
Yeah.
But it was exactly. We saw so much. We did so much.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed to last that much longer as well.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, enough of that. We're not going to do any more about vacations after today. Well, might tomorrow.
Yes.
You've been taking a rummage around at music for today.
Mm-hmm.
What do we got?
Okay, let's do... Do you want me to do the oldest one, right?
Yeah, I do. Whatever pleases you, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, This Day in Music, born This Day in Music in mm-hmm. 1941, Beverly Lee.
Ah, okay.
Singer with American Girl Group,
This is the Shirelles.
Shirelles. Mm-hmm. Notable for their popularity in the early 1960s. They were the first all-female group to have a number one hit record with Will You Love Me Tomorrow in 1961.
And do you remember this one?
I don't know.
I bet you recognize it when you hear it.
Mm-hmm.
You give your love so sweetly. Tonight the light of love is in your eyes. But will you love me tomorrow? Is this a lasting treasure? Or just a moment?
Tonight we wait and fight.
ago, that is the Sorrells and Will You Love Me Tomorrow, and I bet you recognize that song.
Of course, I love it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. 1961. Mm-hmm. When I was, never mind. So, what's the next one on the list? What have we got? Yes.
The next one, born this day, 1951, John Graham, guitarist with Earth, Wind and Fire, who had the 1975 US number one single Shining Star and the 1981 UK number three single Let's Groove. The band has received 20 Grammy nominations and were the first African American act to sell out Madison Square Garden.
Incredible, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do this one. Shining Star. Should we do two in a row, yes?
Mm-hmm, of course.
Thank you.
There we go, two in a row from Earth, Wind and Fire there. Yes. The last one, of course, Let's Groove. And time is 12 minutes away from the hour of 10 o'clock, we're on 89.3 Call FM. And you're going to have a busy little day, yes?
Yes. Continue working.
Oh, good. One of us has to. All right, have a wonderful day. How's Ian doing, by the way?
Oh, he's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Practicing volleyball and saxophone.
Not together, I hope.
No.
Oh, good. All right, we'll give him my best wishes.
Oh, thank you.
All right, and see you tomorrow. We've got Dr. Computer with us tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he said he's coming in, Dr. Computer, mm-hmm. Alex Newman. He'll be with us in the 8 o'clock hour tomorrow. Tomorrow being Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long week, isn't it? All right, yeah, see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, bye.
Okay, one request to get in, and this is for Christopher. He dropped me a little note, asked if we could squeeze another one in for him this morning. Of course we can. It's the Coconuts, and How Long Can You Live Alone? we go. That's for CRISPR, the coconuts there. And how long can you never learn? Not really sure. Never tried it, really. Take us out this morning. Romeo and Juliet comes from the Reflections. And that's it. That's brought us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. And it's only Wednesday. Isn't that cool? So there we go. That's Romeo and Juliet taking us out. And it's time for me to say ta-da and my thank yous to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter this morning. Also, of course, to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, my producer and everything else. She's been busy doing all our social media while I've been away traveling. And big thanks to her. Big thanks to, of course, he's our producer as well, to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in the United Kingdom. Big thanks to Neil, to the boys and girls, the group of Grodd, to keep us up and running. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. If you want to join us, that's easy. Just WhatsApp us on 677-18822, 677-18822, or you can always call Yasmin on 223-5162, 223-5162. We'd love you to have you up, aboard, all right? Right, so that's it. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning, same time, 6 o'clock. Just please remember, whatever it is you're doing between now, do it carefully, because what do I want to be doing tomorrow morning? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Kiros. Co-producer, Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.